Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, masih berkaitan dengan pemilihan umum yang akan datang, pemimpin oposisi federal Peter Dutton diminta mengklarifikasi posisi koalisi migrasi setelah jurubicaranya Dan Tehan tampak bingung akan target migrasi permanen koalisi dan skill visa. Tehan juga mengkonfirmasi pemerintah koalisi akan memotong jumlah visa kemanusiaan Australia sebanyak 20 ribu visa. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Edwina Guinan bagi SBS News.
What we're going to do in the first instance is we're going to reduce the skill migration level, and we'll take that down from 185,000 to 140,000. The program will continue at a reduced rate of 150,000 in years 2 and 3.
Koalisi belum mengeluarkan target untuk migrasi terampil hingga jumlah dari juru bicara imigrasinya tidak terduga. Mengenai kebijaksanaan mengurangi visa terampil saat kekurangan pekerja, Tehan mengatakan bahwa beberapa keterampilan akan diprioritaskan.
Now we've said we want to prioritize those trades areas to complement our plumbers, our electricians, our builders, and we will focus on that when it comes. We've also said in those areas, for instance, in terms of hospitality, where we need chefs and cooks, we'll look at prioritising those areas. When it comes to aged care, what we'll do is we will change the settings that the Labor Party have put in place, which is actually restricting people from being able to come in.
Ketika ditanya oleh SBS apakah partainya mengusulkan untuk meningkatkan migrasi, pemimpin oposisi Peter Dutton menjawab bahwa belum tentu, tetapi tetap menegaskan bahwa partainya akan memangkas migrasi secara keseluruhan.
What we've said is that we're going to cut migration by 25% because we're going to cut it by 25% because the government has created a housing crisis through bringing a million people in over 2 years, which is unprecedented. So we're going to fix up.
Did he misspeak?
We're going to fix up Labor's mess, and we've been clear about what we do in year 1 and 2, where we reduce it by 25%. In years 3 and 4, we bring it back up. But we have to get Aussie kids into houses.
Pemimpin oposisi sebelumnya mengatakan akan mengurangi migrasi bersih ke luar negeri sebanyak 100 ribu orang untuk menyediakan lebih banyak pemukiman bagi kaum muda di Australia. Untuk mencapai target migrasi koalisi, Tehan mengkonfirmasi pemerintahan Dutton akan memotong penerimaan pengungsi Australia sebanyak 20 ribu orang dan mengurangi penerimaan mahasiswa asing sebanyak sekurangnya 30 ribu orang. Sementara itu, visa orang tua dan visa pasangan tidak akan berubah di bawah pemerintahan koalisi. Ketua Multikulturalisme Peter Dokes mengatakan, ia juga prihatin bahwa para migran telah menjadi kambing hitam atas krisis biaya hidup dan perumahan.
We've seen a divergence, particularly from some political actors, of their traditional stance protecting the pluralistic nature of our multicultural society, and for that reason we have voiced our concerns that we want to keep racism, racial profiling out of this campaign. All parties have concerning rhetoric regarding immigration in a way that is different from previous stances and the stances of previous Australian governments.
Peter Khalil bertarung kembali memperebutkan kursi Partai Buruh di Wills, Melbourne Utara pada pemilu 3 Mei nanti. Dia mengatakan Partai Buruh bangga dengan rekornya dengan berhasil memukimkan kembali para pengungsi Palestina dari Gaza.
I think Australia is only one of three countries that has provided thousands of visas for Palestinian refugees. We've resettled a number of refugees in my electorate. I've worked with the families of Palestinian families, in fact helped some family members to get out of Gaza and worked with the foreign ministry and so on to do that work and help resettle them. We don't make a big deal about that. We don't do TikTok videos about it because this is about making sure we get outcomes.
Untuk mendapatkan informasi lebih lanjut tentang pemilihan umum, Anda dapat mengunjungi situs kami sbs.com.au/news. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Edwina Guinan bagi SBS News yang disampaikan oleh Sylvie Wantania.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.